Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Ches in Meseches Nedarim. Let's just do a count. What daf we're up to? Daf Dalet was 1037, Hey was 38, Vav was 39, Zayin was 40. There's the 1041st daf in Shas. Be'ezus Hashem, today's daf is going to have quite a few important concepts. Daf Ches in Nedarim is a pretty important daf in terms of the sugyas of Shavuos and Nedarim. Number one, we're going to discuss, once we've quoted something from Rav Gidol Amarav in the context of Hilchos Nidui, we're going to continue quoting Rav Gidol Amarav in other halachos of Nedarim and Shavuos. Number one, we're going to quote him in regards to Nishba Lekayim Es HaMitzvah, that someone who swears to be Mekayim a mitzvah has efficacy despite the fact that he's mushba v'omei merisina. We're going to be introduced to the idea that really a shvua cannot be chal on something that we were already bounded by, a new verb, from Har Sinai. We're also going to discuss somebody who makes a shvua that he's going to, or for that matter, a neder. We're going to have both a neder and a shvua of an individual who tries to be mezareis themselves for mitzvahs. Rav Gidol Amarav will continue to discuss that, which will take us to Amud Beis, back to a discussion of Shamta and Nidui that we discussed already on Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to discuss more how to do a Nidui, that a Yachid Mumcha will be able to undo a Nidui, as we had reference on the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Some more halachos about a Baal being Mefer, his wife's Nedarim. So let's, Be'ezer Hashem, pick up. Va'amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, first word on the line in Ches Amud Aleph, is Minayin. How do we know? Shenishboin Likayim Es HaMitzvah, that a person can take a Shvua and make it binding to do a mitzvah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Tilim says, Nishpati Va'akayema Lishmor Mishpatei Tzidkecha. I swore to fulfill and to upkeep your mitzvahs. Asks the Gemara, a very famous kasha. Valei mushpa v'oimed me'ar sinayu. We have a rule of ein shvua chal al shvua. If a person already made a shvua, so then in such a case, then we say a shvua cannot be chal on another shvua. The Gemara is going to have this 8 lines from the top. So therefore the Gemara says, he's mushba va'omeid me'ar sinayhu. In other words, just like the halacha is that if somebody makes a shvua that he says that he is not going to eat today, so then in such a case, if he repeats that shvua, then in such a case, the shvua, he only has one shvua. So too, asks the Gemara, he's mushba va'omeid me'ar sinay, that we already swore to upkeep the Torah. So how do we know that the shvua has efficacy? Ela hakamashmalan. The shvua has the following power. Deshari le inish lizruze lenafshe. A person is allowed to pump himself up. Not only, you know, mushba v'omei me'ar Sinai, it was mushba v'omei many years ago. Now he took a shvua that he's going to fulfill this mitzvah. Then in such a case, it does have efficacy. Now the question becomes, how did the Gemara answer the question? What does it mean, Deshari Leili Inish Lizruze Nafshe? So let's start, of course, with the best perush, the Ran. Says the Ran, V'alo mushba v'lo me'er sinu elaha kamashmal. M'stam reli da'achi perush, d'me'ikar kasal kadaitach, d'rav gidol asla shvinu sheshvua chal dvar mitzvah kedvar rishos. Originally, we thought that was the premise of our question of our Gemara, that just like you can make a shvua on a dvar rishos, that you can make a shvua he's not going to eat, so too, he make a shvua that he can't eat chazir. Then we ask, but isn't he mushba v'omeid? So what's the Gemara's teretz? Skip down in the Ran where he develops this idea a little bit more. But for our purposes, for Dafyomi purposes, we could skip down. Umitartzinan, first word in lines, mitartzinan. It's 8 lines before the lines start getting wide. Certainly, in regards to violating the Shvua, it's going to be chal, it's going to be significant. That the Ran explains is a Dover Pashut. The Ran writes this in the lines that we skipped, that Bal Yachel is certainly going to take effect, even if he's Mushba V'omed. The Chiddush is Minayin Sha Dover Hogenhu. How do we know that it's appropriate? That's the lines to underline over here. La Hashbia, Likait, kaimes hamitzvah afilu ksherim shenimnu mishvua nishpanein bekach. Even people who normally don't make a shvua, it's good to make a shvua about this. And we're going to see that that was something that David had done. Tosis seems to disagree with the Ran, and Dibra Amaskel Mushpa, where Tosis seems to assume that the shvua has no significance if he's mushpa on something that he already is not allowed to do. For example, if he makes a shvua that he's not going to eat pork, so then in such a case, if he violated that, then he wouldn't be over lo yachal, while the Ran assumes that he does. Either way, though, it seems that both would agree that one is allowed to make a shvua lizruzei nafshei if it's going to add zrizus, it's going to add motivation. V'amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav Gmar continues 6 lines from the top. Ha'emar ashkim v'eshne perek zeh. Eshne mesechta zu. If a person says, I'm going to get up early and learn this parak, I'm going to learn this mesechta. Neder godol nodar lelo keswa. It's a great neder. V'alomush b'lo omedu v'ein shvua chal al shvua. But don't we say that he's mushba only, then the shvua will not be chal on the next shvua? So the Gemara is repeating the same type of question we had before. I have two very special Talmidim in the Tivarye, Rabbi Yosef Dauver and Rabbi Chaim Tzvi, and both of them asked me, I hadn't yet done the daf today, they do the daf yomi before they do the yeshiva Iyun Mar Mekomos, and they asked me, why does the Gemara say, V'alo mushba v'omeid mer sinai v'ein shvua chal al shvua? They should just say, the Gemara should just say, mushba v'omeid. Why did the Gemara here add ein shvua chal shvua, and why did the Gemara earlier not say ein shvua chal shvua? It's a nice kasha. Yesh l'taritz. My kamashman, what's the chiddush? Tafil zruze ba'alma. You're allowed to do it to be mizaris yourself. Asks the Gemara, hainu d'Rav Gidol kamaisa. Isn't that the exact same chiddush Rav Gidol taught us? Says Gemara, ha kamashman. No, this is the chiddush is trying to tell us the following. Kivin di boi pater nafshe mikriya shma. Shachris v'arvis, mishamachi, chayel shvua aleha. I would have thought that there it's different, because when it comes to learning, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai teaches us in Menachos on Sadi Tesa Mebeis that if a person reads Kriya Shema Shachris in the morning, so he's Mekayim Lo Yomush Sefer HaTorah Mipicha, that you will continue mentioning Torah. So therefore, I would think that it's not considered a shvua al Masha Kosav Torah, because he was already Mekayim Masha Kosav Torah when he said Rabbi Shmuel Oimer in davening. The fact that he says I'm going to chazer all of Maseches Tainus in one day, so that he is adding to the Torah, because the Torah's requirement is only lo yamush kamash malon. Not only in a case of where we could say he fulfilled the kor chiyuv, whether he says it's zruzei nafshei that he's going to say even one pasuk of the Torah, that he's going to read Kriya Shema. So in such a case, then I might think only in where he's promising to learn Nedarim is a shvua chal. But if he's promising to read shvua, to read Kriya Shema, the shvua would not be chal. Nevertheless, we say in both cases the shvua is going to be chal. That's why Rav Gidol Amar Rav taught us both halachas. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, the Gemara continues 10 lines in to Ches Amar Aleph. Ha'imel lechaver nyashkim v'nishne perigze olav lahashkim. If a person says, "Let's get up early and learn," you got to get up. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Cheskel says, "Va'yemer elai ben adam kum tzei el abuk bo el hapika v'sham edaber itcha ve'etzei albik v'hine sham kved Hashem oimid." So Hashem said to Cheskel, "Get up, and I'm going to talk to you," and he got up. Ran explains that there is another connotation, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came before Yechezkel. Yechezkel got there, but Hinei Sham Kvod Hashem Omed, that Hashem was already waiting for them. So therefore, there is a kiyum. If a person, and you know, this is something that I struggled with myself, that when we try to make chavrusas early in the morning, so there is an inyan, all of lahashkim means not only that you should get up and be there, but you should be the first one there. The Ran, in Dibar Maschil HaKamashalan, asks a very powerful kasha on the chidush of the Gemara that we had said, that when it comes to someone who promises that he's going to learn a whole Masechta, at the end of the day, it could very well be, we would have thought that he's not considered a mushba va'omeid, because the mitzvah is lo yomush ha-Torah mipicha, and that Torah, one could fulfill, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai teaches us by reading Kriya Shema in the morning and in the evening, as Gemara Menachos and Tzadi Tesa Mebeis. Asks the Ran a very basic question. The truth is, the Mefarshim already, in a slightly different vein in Menachos, struggle with the same question, and this is beyond our scope. Let's discuss it, though, from the perspective of the Ran, and that is, how can you say that someone fulfills the mitzvah of Lo Yomush by simply saying Kriya Shema in the morning or in the evening? The way the Ran presents it is the Gemara in Kedusha and Daf Lamed tells us, V'shinamtam shiud v'vrei Torah mechudod b'ficha, shimisholcha adam dover shaloi tigam gein. Immediately you should be able to answer from Kol HaTorah Kula, like our great Rebbe Rav Nevin Zal Shlita, to be able to answer from everywhere, shaloi tigam gein, which of course is a tremendous madrega. To reach that madrega, saying over Kriya Shema morning and night is not going to get you to that point to know all of Tanakh and Shas, Midrashei Halacha and Poskim v'chule v'chule shiuchudadim b'ficha. So how does one get you mechudadim b'ficha if one fulfills it by simply reading Kriya Shema day and night? So the Ran here answers that there are two levels. There's that which is mefurish b'kra, which is lo yamush, which you can fulfill with Kriya Shema morning and night, and then it's called midi di Asa Midrasha. There are those things that are learned, that have a din d'oraisa, but learned as a drasha, even though it's min haTorah, since not mefurish b'kra, then a shvua will be chal on it. So a shvua, where we have a rule that ain shvua chal al shvua, because one is mushba v'omeid me'ar Sinai, that rule of mushba v'omeid me'ar Sinai only applies to those things that are mefurish b'kra. For example, first thing that comes to mind is the Gemara in Tainus, according to one opinion, says that there's a remez for Nisuch HaMayim in the Torah. Or, it's Ahalacha L'moshe Misina. At the end of the day, it's not Mefurish B'kra. According to the Ran, the Mushba V'omeid Me'ar Sinai does not apply to that inyan. Therefore, according to the Ran, the answer to the question of how we could assume that someone could fulfill what he's Mushba V'omeid on by simply reading Kriya Shema day and night is in regards to that which is Mefurish in the Kra. Take a look at Tesis, there in Menachos, and other Mefarshim that struggle with the statement of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and there are beautiful, beautiful answers about how one could say that one fulfills Lo Yamush by simply saying Kriya Shema in the morning and at night. Bezer Hashem, with our Limud Daf Yomi, we should go a lot further than that in terms of V'shinamtam she'divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yosef, nidu b'chalom. Now we go back to the topic of nidui that we had discussed on the bottom of Zayin Amabez, and that is that if an individual is excommunicated, we discussed some halachos, and we also discussed what happens if a person says, menuda mimcha, that Rabbi Akiva was choychech v'achmer. Now we discuss a very different type of case. He has a dream that he was excommunicated. So then Rav Yosef says a fascinating thing. Tzarech asara b'nei adam lahatir loy. He needs 10 people to undo that nidui. Vuhu detanu hilchasa. In this evra of 10, have to be someone who know halachos. Rashi learns that means that they teach halachos to others. Avol masnu velotanu loy. That's the first pshat of the Ran of how to understand the masnu hilchasa. The other explanation is that they learn Gemara, but they don't have the power to undo neder if they only learn mishnayos. And tvi'leka detanu hilchasa afilu masnu velo tanu, they would not be acceptable. There is something that I don't understand over here, that there are some here who are defining hilchasa as being Gemara. The problem is that in, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi in Megillah, on the line, kol ha'shein halachos b'chol yom muftach lo yishu ben olam haba, Rashi learns halachos as being mishnayis. And here, the Mefarish learns that masnu is mishnayis, and hilchasa is Gemara. V'ileka, continues the Gemara, whatever the correct girsa is, V'ileka lezel v'lezel v'apeshes drachim. If he can't find these 10 people, he should go to the crossroads. V'yav shlema levei asara, and he should say hello to 10 people. Adamik le asara de gamri hilchasa. Until he finds 10 that, according to this girsa, learn Gemara. According to the other girsa, it would be that are teaching Torah to others. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, yada man shamte mayu delishrele. What happens if he remembers from the dream who was the Rav who put him into Nidui? Could he take him out of the Nidui? Amalei, Ravashi responded, possibly not. Lishamute, to put him in Nidui, Shavu a Shliach. They made him a Shliach, Ra'an explains, Min HaShemayim. They made him a Shliach from Shemayim, because in Shemayim they wanted to put him into Nidui. L'mishri le lo Shavu a Shliach. But to make him Mutter, it could very well be that the individual that he dreamt about would not be a Shliach from Shemayim to take him out. And therefore he needs 10. What happens if he was put into Nidui? In this case, they put him into Nidui in his dream, but they also undid it. Mai, is he undone? Just like when it comes to wheat, wheat must have chaff as well. Here we have a famous line. So, continues the Gemara on top of Chesam Abayis, Kach Yevshe L'chaloyim B'loy Dvarim B'tem. So too, you can't have a dream without things that are not silly as well. In other words, maybe when it came to the dream, the valid part was the Shamtui, and the Dvarim B'telim, explains the Mefarish on the top of Amud Beis, were the Dvarim B'telim. And therefore, he has to get 10 people to undo it. Gemara continues, Ravina, Havel Nodrele, Lidavi Baisi. His wife had made a neder, and it was a type of neder that a Baal can't be mefer. For example, it was not a neder of Inui Nefesh, or Dvarim Beinoi Leveina, or we could say that Ravina was Mekayim the neder, and now he wants to undo the neder. Once he was Mekayim it, he himself cannot undo it. So also the Kamedu Ravashi. So he came in front of Ravashi. Amalei Baal Maushi Yasa Shliach Licharotas Ishto. What's the status now of a Baal making a Shliach for the Charota of his wife? In other words, there are different ways to undo a neder, as we're going to learn as our Masechta goes on. One of those things is called a Charota. Charata means that the individual would not have made the neder if they had known the implication of their neder, and therefore their neder was done in a certain way based on invalid assumptions. That's a form of charata, that if the woman would know that her statement that she can't eat such and such included this type of food, she never would have made that neder in the first place. That's a form of charata. What happens if the woman is not going to show up for the charata, but the Baal will represent the woman in explaining what her assumptions are? The Ron points out on the last wide line, five lines from the top, that the Rambam holds that the only way the Gemara has this Shaila is in regards to a Baal, because it's Baal Ki Ishto, but it's a Dabra Pashut, that for any other person, you can't assume the Charata of another person, the assumptions of another person. And you see actually how far the statement that Baal Ki Ishto is, that he could actually represent her way of thinking because of the concept of Baal Ki Ishto. But this was the question that Ravina asked Ravashi. So Ravashi responded, Amarle, I mekanfin in ilolo. If the Bezdin came together already to hear the charata that Ravina was presenting on behalf of his wife, then fine, but otherwise don't do it. Says the Gemara, Shmami Natlas. We see from Ravashi's response, three things. Shmamina, Baal Masa Shliach L'Charotas Ishto. Wow, amazing. Because of Ishto Kegufo, he could represent her mindset. Vushmamina, we also see, Lo Shari L'Mishra Nidra Ba'aseh D'Rabbi. You're not allowed to undo the neder if your Rebbe is there. Your Rebbe is the one who's supposed to undo the neder. The Ran's conclusion in the Pshat of the Gemara over here is that the Talmud, Ravina was in front of his Rebbe, Ravashi. Here the Ran teaches us that we consider Ravina a Talmud of Ravashi, and Ravina really didn't have to go to Ravashi at all. He could have just organized three of his Talmidim. The answer, though, is he went to his Rebbe, not to his Talmidim, because not that the Talmidim are incapable, but he needs to consult with his Rebbe if his Rebbe is there. Along the lines of halachas of being Moira halacha bifnei rabbi. The first explanation the Ran gives is that Ravina himself could have been matir his wife's neder alone, by himself, but he couldn't do it because his great Rebbe was there. Ushmamina ki mekanfin shapir dami, and we see a third halacha, and that is that once they did assemble, the Bezdin did assemble, then b'di'evet it's acceptable, but not l'chatchila. V'shamta afilu ba'asrei derabe. But a nidui could be done even in your Rebbe's presence. In other words, a neder for charata loy shari the mishrei nidra ba'asrei derabe. But shamtui could be done afilu ba'asrei derabe v'yachin mumcha shari shamti. As well as another halacha, a yachin mumcha, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes, that a yachin mumcha could paskin dinim, so then, in such a case, he could also undo a shamta. Continues the Gemara, 9 lines in from Ches, Amar Beis, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Zvi, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Tav, Amar Chia Richa, Dvei Ravacha, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Chiyina, Amar Rav Yasha Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Wow, it's one of the longest lists that we've ever had. Mai Dichsiv, what is the meaning in the Pasuk? Vizarcha Lachem, Yirei Shmi. The Pasuk says in Malachi that my son will heal, will shine on them those who fear my word. Elu b'nei adam, these refer to people, shehein yirein lehetzi shem shemayim levatala, that they're afraid to be motzi shem shemayim levatala. Amar Abaye Shema Mina, from these words we see, chirga diyoma, the dust that is shined on by the sun, masi, that can bring healing to sick people. If you've ever noticed, what the Gemara is referring to is that if you have a ray of sun shining through a window, sometimes it shines on that you could see the dust particles floating in the room. And what the Gemara is saying is a sun that's like that has the power to heal. The Rush explains that the Gemara is going back to Zayin Amabez, where the Gemara had spoken about the severity of someone who's maskir shem shemayim levatala, that he's put in nidui. So now the Gemara says the positive, and those who are careful, then their reward is very great. Upligad Reb Shimon ben Lakish. And this is in disagreement with Reb Shimon ben Lakish in terms of how to explain the pasuk of Azarcha Hashemesh. Da'amar ein gehenem la'olam haba. He says that there is no particular concept of Gehenim after Tchias HaMeisim. That's how many explain L'Olam Haba here. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Minarti. God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the sun out of its sheath. In other words, the sun, of course, is very, very powerful. And Tzadikim is rapping, but the Tzadikim will become healed from it. V'Rishonim Nidonim Ba. And Rishonim are going to be burned by it. Judged by it, literally. So that's how he understood that pasuk in Malachi. And not only will the tzaddikim become healed by it, they will gain, experience pleasure from it. Now, obviously, this is room to suggest that this is connected to the Kabbalah inyan of the Or HaGonus. Shenemar v'yatzasem ufishtim keegle marbek. The pasuk says they are going to become fattened like fat cows. In other words, they're going to enjoy it. Varishayim nidainin ba, and Rishayim are going to be punished by it. Shenemar, because the pasuk there goes on to say, and here is the very, very powerful words, kihine hayoim ba boyer ketanur. There's going to be a day that's going to burn like a harsh furnace. Vayu chozeidim chaloise risha kash. And those who did rishus are going to burn like straw. So we see this is a different havana that Rish Lakish taught us about this pasuk. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Ches in Maseches Nedarim.